The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could be with me today. You know, I'm so excited because now we're in this glorious beginning of the season here in La Quinta. And, oh, wow, it's getting cooler. And it's just so magnificent out here in my daily walks. I get to experience without sweating, and it is just fabulous. It's beautiful. We saw bunnies running all over the place today, and oh my goodness, what a feeling of being alive. So I wanted to ask Ellen Wood to join us today. And she's really incredible. She's been a columnist in the Law of Attraction magazine for about 5 years now. And she writes a lot about aging. But what we really don't understand, because we're always looking at material things with the Law of Attraction, is how the Law of Attraction can, well, make us younger. And that's what I want to find out, because I'm of the age now where, okay, let's go backwards a little way, just a little bit. And it's just a new experience to learn how to become younger as we age. And there's not a better person in the world to ask this than Ellen Wood. She is phenomenal. She just edited this major book, and it's now on Amazon, and you're just not going to believe her story. She is wonderful, and she's a master at the Law of Attraction. So I am thrilled to have her on with us. So let's take a fast break, and then we'll be right back with Ellen Wood.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, international certified hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
Well, welcome, Ellen Wood, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's about time you were on the show.
I'm delighted to be here. It's wonderful to see you in person.
I know. I know. We often email each other. And, of course, you are our columnist of almost 5 years now.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time, and I've enjoyed it. And I love your magazine.
Oh, thank you. I like it too. And it's going to keep on going forward with you, Ellen. So I love your column especially because it is about aging.
Yes.
And I love that because it's something that we're all going to do.
Right.
And we've got to get into the right mindset. And you have the secret of how to get law of attraction to really get us more youthful. So let's start with you, Ellen.
Okay.
What is that about? How can we use the law of attraction to make us younger?
Well, you know, there are many, many exciting things happening now in age reversing and life extension and so forth. But what we have is the law of attraction, which has been around since ancient times. I mean, it's always been around, but we now are able to use it. Frankly, we use the law of attraction every day.
Yeah.
All the time. Every time, you know, our mind is saying something, it's saying, oh, I'm looking older. Oh, I've got another wrinkle. Oh, my mind isn't working as well. Oh, I keep forgetting where I put my glasses. Anytime we do that, we're reinforcing that I'm going to always forget where I put my glasses. You're going to reinforce, oh, I'm too old to date. Then of course, no one's going to come into your life. So the law of attraction is very important for growing younger because it supplies that that juice that you need. It's something that comes to you but you can't just say, I'm going to use the law of attraction to grow younger. You have to do some practices with it. For example, affirmations. Now, when I give a talk and I talk about affirmations, you know, people say, affirmations don't work. I could say, I am a millionaire until I'm blue in the face and I still won't have that kind of money. And you know, that's true. That's true. Because anytime you feel that, you know, you're saying these things over and over and over again, and the affirmation will help to move your attention from the negative to the positive. And the affirmation is programming their subconscious mind. So if you say, I'll never get out of credit card debt, you won't get out of credit card debt. And if you say, I'm old, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that, the law of attraction is bringing that to you. So one of the things to help the law of attraction is, well, first of all, to observe your thoughts, be aware of what you're thinking. Now, that's not easy.
No.
Because, you know, we have, what, 12 to 50,000 thoughts a day. And so it's not easy to just say, I'm going to watch my thoughts. And then you go through your day and you don't do that. But if you have, you know, get a sticky note. I use sticky notes all the time. And just write in a sticky note, WAITRN, WAITRN. And that stands for, what am I thinking right now?
Oh.
And so the best time to do that, first of all, put those sticky notes in different places around the room because you have to form habits. The habit is very important. So put those all around the room. And then one of the good times to watch your thoughts is when you're brushing your teeth, because you don't need your conscious mind to brush your teeth. It's all muscle memory. You're just brushing and brushing and brushing while your mind's going lickety-split, thinking about all kinds of other things. So you while you're brushing your teeth, be aware of what's going on in your mind. So do that, make that into a habit. That's one of the practices that I do. I've gotten to the point where I am frequently throughout the day am aware of what's going on in my mind. And I'm like everybody else. A lot of the time it's negative. You know, we don't quite love each other. We love the other people and that's easy, but loving ourselves is what we need to do.
You know, that is the truest statement of all. It's like we take ourselves out of the equation, but that's where we really need to stay focused. Now, you're saying that things like, oh my goodness, I'm feeling so old today. That's a negative thought towards ourselves that we've got to pick up and turn that phrase around and say, no, wow, I'm feeling so young today, right?
Yes, something like that. Or every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Let me, you know, I also try to combine affirmations. I have some affirmations that I say as well every day. And I combine them with power pose. Have you heard of power posing?
No.
Okay. Power posing, they have done some studies and found that when people lack confidence, they close up, they just, you know, bring their body all together. And when they're confident, they are open up and they, you know, their arms, their legs, they open up, their head is up. And that's called a high power pose. And they've found that people who are confident and positive have these poses, this high power pose, whereas those who are negative and lack confidence, they close themselves up. So they did experiments with people. And they had two sets of people come in and into the lab, and they had them for 2 minutes stand in a low power pose or a high power pose. And they found remarkable things that can happen to you if you do practice that high power pose. And can we just do a couple of affirmations and you repeat after me?
Sure. Okay. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. And you know, like we want to be open and confident. So if you freeze for 2 minutes, now I'm not talking about right now, but when you're at home, just stand in a high power pose like Wonder Woman and say your affirmations, like repeat after me. I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I feel power surging through my body.
I feel power surging through my body. I love it. I do.
I am strong and healthy.
I am strong and I am healthy.
I spread love and joy everywhere I go.
I spread love and joy everywhere I go.
I am magnificent.
Oh, I love this. I am magnificent.
Okay, and I noticed that you do exactly what you're supposed to do with affirmations is to feel the emotion of it. Feel that emotion of it. That those are very powerful statements, and they will do so much for helping you to grow younger. And it helps the law of attraction bring that usefulness to you. I was able to reverse the early symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Yes, I know you wrote about that. I thought it was brilliant. I mean, I had a mother who had Alzheimer's. So it was so fascinating to me, but it made so much sense. Explain right. that a little bit.
Okay. Well, I was going along with my life, enjoying my life, you know, being a mother first and then having a career. And then my mother got Alzheimer's, and it was really, you know, like 10 years of getting gradually worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And I'd read a lot about Alzheimer's and about how it's hereditary. And so, you know, I 5 years after my mother died, I think that law of attraction helped to bring on the early symptoms of Alzheimer's. It was really, really scary for me and my kids. And they, you know, my short-term memory became so fragile that I couldn't find words, and I had no energy. So the kids insisted that I go to the doctor for testing. So I went, and the test for Alzheimer's was a series of questions that the doctor asked the patient, like, what year is it? and who is president of the United States? Well, I knew those answers, but I knew something was terribly wrong, and it was very, very scary. When your mind is going, it's a very scary thing. I don't think there's anything more scary than that. So by the way, just as an aside, 9 years ago, I was, this all happened when I was in my early 60s. And my mother started about the same time. But anyway, it wasn't until about, let me see, in 2004, I kept, you know, every year it was getting worse and worse, but it was just the early symptoms of Alzheimer's. I mean, I wasn't incontinent or anything like that. I still had basically had my mind and my brain, but I had to use copious notes for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't. I just had a very difficult time. And then one day I had a wake up call. And I realized what I was doing to myself, because I had, from the time I was, well, very young, I'd been studying spiritual truths and the ageless wisdom and about law of attraction. And I realized that I was focusing so much on the fact that Alzheimer's was hereditary, that I would get it too, so that I made that happen. And one of the reasons that I actually wrote my book and so forth is especially for children of people with Alzheimer's, because they're scared.
Oh,
and
by
being scared, you bring that onto you. So I realized that, you know, I knew about how you create your reality with your thoughts, with your words. I knew about the law of attraction. So I developed a program for myself with these different practices, adapted practices that I'd been using, you know, years before for a long time, that were so successful for me. It brought me, you know, good relationships, brought me a wonderful career and so forth. And so I was able to adapt them. And I was able to, within 6 months of practicing, and here's the other thing about the law of attraction. When I made that decision that I was going to change my life and I was going to grow younger, these practices started coming to me that I knew nothing about. And one of them is the Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation. Are you familiar with it?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. They are physical movements that are about 2,500 years old. Really? On my website, howtogrowyounger.com, the third video down on my homepage shows how to do them. And they're similar to yoga or Tai Chi, but they're different in that what it is to get the energy, the vortexes in different parts of your body, all spinning at the same rate of speed, that of a robust 25-year-old.
Ah.
Yeah. So what you do, you'll be able to see them on my homepage, as I said. But these are remarkable. You know, it's important to do them every day, to start very slowly. I'm going to be writing a book about this. With all of these.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's going to be a bestseller.
Thank you.
It will be.
Wonderful. I want everybody to benefit from these Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation. And if I could just tell you the story of how I found out about them. Well, I had already made the decision that I was going to do these practices, and I was starting with, you know, watching my thoughts, affirmations, and things like that. And I went to remote viewing course. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes, yes.
I went to the classes, and I was really good at it. I was shocked at how good I was at remote viewing, which is being able to see or experience something that's taking place in another time or space or place.
Wow.
And I got the moonwalk. I mean, you know, of all the things innumerable that you could think of that could be the target, I was able to do really, really well. But anyway, when I went for advanced remote viewing training, at one point, instead of just having targets, the teacher said, okay, now I want you to this time go into the matrix and ask for messages. And so we went through the protocol of lying down and so forth, and then rolling over and taking notes. Afterwards, then his assistants come and they check what everybody has written. And so I went with my friend and we were crossing the 6-lane highway to go to dinner. And she said, we were just starting to cross. And she said, oh, by the way, did you get any messages? I said, yes, I did. I got 4 and I can't wait to contemplate them. But one of them was so silly. Let me give you a good laugh. And she said what I said. I clearly heard, and I wrote down, spin clockwise to become younger. And she said,
go backwards.
Clockwise to be, no, has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with going backwards, but maybe to a certain extent, yes, it does. You're right. It does have to do with going backwards. But I said, you know, spin clockwise to grow younger. And she didn't laugh. She said, of course. I said, what do you mean, of course? She said, that's number one of the Tibetan rites of rejuvenation, is spinning clockwise.
Really?
And yes, yes. There are 5 of them. There are actually 6. But the 6th one, you're supposed to be celibate, and I'm still hoping.
Okay.
So that was like the conclusion of my decision that these were practices I was supposed to do to become younger. And it was so remarkable, as I said, within 6 months. And then I had a career, as an executive, and I worked after I had my own ad agency and so forth. And I worked for this company. I just have to tell you this story because I love this story so much. My company, for my 10th anniversary and semi-retirement, roasted me. And they teased me about levitating and all of those things.
All the metaphysical stuff that they
all are. The metaphysical stuff they were teasing me about. Uh-huh. And then they, I saw that it was getting late and the restaurant wanted to serve the dinner. So I thought it was over and I started to say my thank yous. My boy said, wait, we have a couple of gifts for you. And one was a beautiful, beautiful star-shaped table because I live in a star-shaped house. And the other one, he handed me this package and I ripped it open quickly. And it was a certificate in a frame. And he said, read it out loud. I said, no, Bob, this is a joke. He said, it's not a joke. This certificate entitles Ellen Wood to 1 round-trip ticket to Tibet.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that also was the law of attraction because of by doing these Tibetan rites and so forth. So anyway, the Tibetan rites are an important part of the particular practices that I do every day. And they really, really work because I have such energy now and I feel so much younger. You know, we all age.
Yeah.
We don't all have to get old because when you hear the word old, all those things of deterioration and so forth that come into your mind when you use the word old. So when I hear somebody saying, oh, when I get old, I say older. I usually say it to myself, but sometimes I say it out loud or they say, when I was young, and I say, younger, But anyway, another important practice is because, you know, we get challenges every day.
Yes.
Big ones, little ones, and so forth. But those challenges, I believe, are helping us grow spiritually. And so how we react to those challenges is very important for how we're going to grow spiritually and how we're going to have a happy life while we're here.
Aging really, I mean, I know 75-year-old people who are so young and have so much energy. And my next door neighbor is 75. We go walking 3 miles every single morning in the desert in the heat, and she's got more energy than I do. It's like there really is not such a thing as aging, especially mentally. We can remain young.
Right.
Mentally, if we do the steps that you're talking about,
right.
and you suggested the Tibetan. Yeah, Tibetan. There's six of those steps that you take.
There are five Tibetan rites that I do every day. There's a sixth Tibetan rite, and they are particular physical movements.
Kind of like Tai Chi.
But these are meant to get the vortexes. You have two in your head, one in your throat, one in your right side at the waist, one in your sexual center, and one in each knee. So they're similar to your chakras, but different.
Interesting.
Yes.
I've never heard of that before. I'm going to have to really go to your website and check that out. That just sounds fascinating. So it's a different type of exercising your body to allow your body to retain itself.
Well, these were developed by Tibetan lamas, and the purpose was to attain higher consciousness. That was the purpose. It had nothing to do with exercise. It had nothing to do with your muscles. It was specifically to attain higher consciousness. That's
okay.
What these are all about.
And higher consciousness has nothing to do with age. Although, you know, it is true. We do get wiser with age, and that cannot be discounted at all. I mean, I don't want to go back and be in my 20s. I just don't have any desire for that.
I know. Well, you said, you know, we all age, but we don't all need to get old. And your friend is obviously, but it's body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
You know, because let's say with the body, when I dry brush my skin before my shower, I talk to my body and I thank each part of my body. And I think that's so important is thanking each part of your body, because your body cells, you know, the arm cells go, yay. Oh, wow. She's thanking us. Let's be even better.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Yeah. So that your cells are aware. And so it's body, mind, and spirit, because meditation is a very important part of growing younger.
Yes. Yes. Now, so how do you meditate then?
How do I meditate?
Yeah. Tell us how you do it.
Okay. I have my little bench here. My son made me a meditation bench.
So
I go on my meditation bench. I start by doing some alternate nostril breathing. You know that? Yeah. Like that. That's how I start. Then what I do, I learned in meditation in 1974. I learned TM at that time, but it has changed over the years. And there were years when, you know, I was raising little kids and so forth, and I didn't do the meditation. But I've been doing it solidly now for many years. And what I do, it's saying my internet connection is unstable. Well, all right.
That's all right. Keep on going. I'll edit that out.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So I focus right here on my forehead, and I feel that sensation, and I allow my consciousness to just focus on that sensation. And as thoughts come in, I just don't follow them. I might notice that there's a thought there, but I don't follow it. Like, oh, I forgot to do this today, or I should write a note about that, or oh God, I got to do all that laundry and I forgot about that. You know, I don't follow it. I just have that thought come in and just notice it. I just notice it and let it go. And they say that every time you have a thought, it's releasing stress. And stress is one of the, stress is the most important thing that ages you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So meditation is very important for growing younger, because it helps you to release that stress.
And I like that, growing younger.
Yeah. Well, it's
a powerful statement right there.
Yeah. Well, I was able to reverse those early symptoms of Alzheimer's, and there have been studies done that show that a series of practices actually has people be able to grow younger. You know, there's that study that they did, I can't remember the name of it, the backwards study or something like that, where they took these men in their 60s, I think they were, and they took them to a location, a farmhouse or somewhere, and they had two groups that went to this farmhouse. The one group went 2 weeks before the other one, and they had to, for 2 weeks, they had to act, talk, and experience as though they were actually in the 1950s, so that they showed videos of the horse race, who won that, and it was all the headlines for that, and they had to speak as though they were right there in the 1950s. The other control group that they brought in just reminisced about the things that happened in the 1950s.
Ah.
And it was, they had studied, they had done some lab tests on these people, each group, before and after, on cognitive studies and this, that, and the other thing. In fact, the first group, where they acted as though they actually were in their 1950s, they had to bring their own suitcase in, even if they had to push it with their foot an inch at a time. And then when they came out, they were much sprier. Their brains were better. It was a remarkable study.
So those are the ones that acted as if it was 1950s again.
Right. And they had to actually think in their 1950s brain. They had to, everything had to be in the 1950s. The other one was, they were just reminiscing. So
the group that was brought in mementos or whatever, they were living in
right.
the 1950s. Those
right.
were the ones that were more younger.
They were younger. They were younger.
Isn't that fascinating? So you mean, with that kind of study, is if somebody is 100 years old and went back 50 years and just started acting as if they were 50 years
right.
younger, they
right.
would, I mean, that's incredible information.
I'll do an article. I'll do an article for the next
I
time on that.
I think you should. That okay. is Let sounds fantastic.
Article on the study. Ellen, somebody. I'll get it, and I'll do an article on that
because
it's totally fascinating, and it has to do with the law of attraction too. Very much to do with the law of attraction. Yeah,
it does, and I can see that. I just didn't realize that possibility. So today, if I wanted, I could act as if I was 30 years old. And that would bring me to physically and mentally put me at a younger pace. I mean, I would, oh my gosh, that is mind blowing. And it's so logical. I can see that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've heard of in years. All right, kiddies.
I'm going to send you that information. I've wrote myself a note. I'll send you that information about it.
That is beautiful.
You know, here are some of the advantages of aging, not of growing old, but growing older, of aging. They have studies that show that seniors are among the happiest groups of people.
I believe that.
Yeah. And they say that they have better coping abilities and they can deal better with challenges that come along. That's one. They have more time to have fun and be creative and pursue their dreams, which is
true.
The book that I just participated in. They can be a late bloomer. And have have the time when you're busy with diapers and career and all of that, and not that you don't have a career when you get older, but you don't have all of those pressures that you had.
That's
when you were
exactly right.
Taking care of a family and so forth. So you have more time to pursue your dreams. And one of the things one of my subscribers said, I told them about my late bloomers book, and she said, it can take half a lifetime to learn to be ourselves and not live up to others' expectations. And I thought that was really good. And I thought
I wanted to tell you. Powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And then you have grandchildren, and it's, it's so much easier with the grandchildren than with your own kids. And I've got eight kids, including foster daughters and stepdaughter and son, 15 grandchildren and 4 great grandchildren, and it's great. It's great. A lot of birthdays I have to remember to take care of. but you know, that's one of the events. And wisdom. You mentioned wisdom. That's something that comes with age. It is that wisdom. It happens. And I think that as we become older, we start to think about dying. And I'm not afraid of death, but I am preparing for it to a certain extent, in that as I find myself during the day thinking, you know, like I might have a challenge with something technical. Technology, some device that's not working. And I think, well, what if I were to die right now? What feeling is going through my body? What feeling is going through my mind? That is this what I want when I step into another dimension and I die in this body? So it helps, and then I think, I want to be happy when I die.
Yes,
I want to be happy when I die. And so we start thinking about that, and we start thinking about, well, what's going to happen? And it makes us more aware of living this life to the fullest. And you know, it's also makes us want to know more about the spirit world, and so we do more studying of spiritual books and so forth. And that also helps us have a happy life here. And it prepares us for the next life.
Yes. Yeah. And you said it, because I'm a firm believer in the next life. And it's, I mean, with, especially you did remote viewing, and that was stepping into another energy field. So, you know, from that point of view, there is no such thing as death.
Right. And absolutely. Absolutely. I know it. I had been given a blessing by Mingyur Rinpoche. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a best-selling author of Joy of Living and Joyful Wisdom. And he just has a new one out called In Love with the World. He's a remarkable, remarkable man. But when he did this, he did it just for me, a special blessing. I was there alone with him. And I don't know what he did, but I started laughing hysterically. And I kept trying to say, I'm sorry. And he'd say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. And I floated out of there when I left. I was with him by about 20 minutes. So it was like, well, something's going on. You know, whenever I think that it's just this solid earth here, I remember that time with Mingyur Rinpoche. And he was much younger then. He's still very young. But it was such a remarkable thing. But you're right. You're right that you go.
Well, it's just that there's a different realm that you know that exists. And I mean, I cannot imagine myself not existing. I just can't, right. Because I know that I've been alive before, and I know that it's a continuum, and it's just different parallel universes. And I'm excited about the next. I'm not going to be regretful, and that's the way you are.
Yes, I am excited about this.
That's what makes you so special, because you're excited about every single moment. And you take, and you just don't sit there. You're writing books. You're editing books. You are a public speaker. You are everywhere and doing everything. And you're still so vital to this universe right now. Can you imagine what the next one's going to be like?
I am excited about what's going to happen in the next one. I know that I have lived before. I know I had, you know, another thing, something that I read not many years ago, but are you familiar with the Seth books?
Yes.
I read them many years ago, but something stuck in my brain, which was, anytime we have a choice to make, there's one aspect of us that goes off and does the one thing, and another aspect that does another thing. And so there are multitudinous aspects of ourselves. There isn't just this one and the one who's going to be in the next life, or one who's somewhere else now. There are unlimited
parallel universes.
Parallel universes. And aspects of us.
We're saying one thing to one person, and we're really saying something different of what you're truly feeling to another one. Right. It's like, wow, yeah, parallel universes, and it is ongoing. It's just not about this. But our consciousness is kind of stuck on this one thing. What an imagination we would have if we could see or try to experience both sides or different ways of doing things. And I think that's how you're grasping the parallel universes. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree with that, but I'd say that also that there are so many aspects of us that we're not aware of. And if, you know, as I say, everything's happening at once, it's not as though they are one on top of the other or one after the other. Everything's happening at once. It just expands your mind to such a degree. If you think that anytime you make a choice that another aspect of yourself is born and goes on to live another life, it's just absolutely mind blowing.
Okay. Now see, this is what's wonderful. At our age, this is what I truly love, because the youth don't necessarily have the wisdom that we have gained. So they're more stuck in their day to day, and we have the ability and the desire to explore more. And that's what is so fabulous about age.
Well, one thing I have to disagree with you on.
Okay.
You're not the same generation at all. you're a generation, at least a generation behind me.
No, no, I'm age 66.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You're still. I'm going to be 83.
Oh,
yeah.
And you're
but
so
anyway,
active.
And I but here's something that I found fascinating. I think I saw something in your magazine about this woman that does. Who talks to dead people. That never interested me before, you know, having somebody from the dead.
Psychic, yeah, and medium.
Yeah, a psychic who talks to your dead relatives or whatever. It's because, you know, what are they doing? They're sitting there waiting for you to come around and knock on their door and ask questions. But I did it just for the fun of it. It blew my mind. She said my sister was saying certain things that nobody would know.
Wow.
That happened in our childhood. Nobody would know. So that's where I started thinking about what Seth said, that there are all these different aspects of you. And I thought, oh, that's probably an aspect of my mother and my father, you know, because I thought, well, why isn't my mother reincarnated by now? You know, she died in 1994. And I realized that there are, you know, innumerable aspects of us, because we are God, because we are everything. There's nothing that isn't us.
Yeah.
And this just, so that made me expand my thinking about what's going to happen. And that's what makes it exciting too.
You know, again, I got to say that aging is nothing to be fearful of. It needs to be fully embraced and loved, because it's true. We do get better with age. We're just like a good fine glass of wine. You know, we get better with age, and everybody does. And it's something to be celebrated.
It is. It is. You're absolutely
right.
It's
a beautiful state. It's a beautiful state. But we need to keep on thinking young. And that's where you come in. That's what you're showing us, is that you don't have to think old. You
right.
can think young, and that will actually reverse everything that's going on in your body.
Right.
It's your attitude. It's how you project. It's everything.
Right.
We're just going to get better and better and better with age.
Better and better and better. And every day in every way, I am getting better and better.
That
I am magnificent.
So
yes, because it's what you're talking about is loving yourself just as you are. You know, so what if you got these sagging muscles?
Yeah.
So what? You loving yourself just as you are is so important.
Yeah, the good and the bad. This is it.
Yeah. This is it.
This is me. Yeah. So, you know, there's only one person in the world that can accept you and love you, and that's you.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody else can. Nobody else can love you the way you can love yourself.
Right. Right.
And it's, I just love getting older because I am getting better.
Yes.
And life just gets so thrilling. It's so exciting. It's a good time. I mean, it's wonderful. So, Ellen, you are fantastic. And I want you to show the book, your latest book.
Okay, it's called Late Bloomers, The Movement.
And that is about short paragraph on that book.
It's short stories and poetry by people, by authors in Taos County who are over 50. It's the over movement 50. That's happening. It used to be that there was, you know, one in a million was a late bloomer. Nowadays, there are many, many late bloomers. And these are people with talent who are taking it off the shelf and expressing and being creative.
I love this. And you know, the Christmas holidays are coming up. I think this would make a fantastic gift for your parents or grandparents. Send them this book as a gift. And boy, it's going to get them excited. And it's going to renew their consciousness around aging. That's what it's to be. Because look at you just edited this book.
Yeah. I'm a contributor too.
Yeah. Look at what you're doing. You're incredible. Nothing stops with you. People need to realize that the best is yet to be.
Yes. Yes. I have two other books, The Secret Method for Growing Younger, Volume 1, and The Secret Method for Growing Younger, Volume 2. And I'm going to be working on Volume 3 and 4, which 3 will probably be The Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation. So those are also, I had changed the names from what they were. So, but they're on Amazon too.
They're on Amazon too. So just look, go to Amazon and look at for Ellen Wood, ELLENWOOD. And go and it will list down all of the books, but she's a fantastic writer. We are so blessed to have her as a contributor to the Law of Attraction magazine. She has taught me so much. And, you know, they're just short, sweet articles, but it's like blossoms. It just makes you feel good. It's wonderful. So I can't thank you enough. Ellen, you have been fantastic through all these 5 years. And I hope you're going to stay with us and keep doing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my fingers don't hurt anymore. They're all crooked, but I don't hurt anymore. I used to have arthritis that hurt. They're still crooked. But anyway, thank you for this opportunity. I loved being with you, Jules. And one of these days, I'm going to meet you in person.
Yes, yes. Yep, we're going to have to arrange that. All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I know the listeners really got a lot out of it. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.